بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال: يا غلام، إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجد تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، إلى آخر الحديث. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is the narrator of the hadith. He says, one day I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed me and he said, Ya Ghulam, O youngster, verily I want to teach you a few words. Guard the right of Allah, Allah will protect you. Protect the right of Allah ta'ala and you will find Allah in front of you. You will find Allah with you. Whenever you ask, ask from Allah. Whenever you seek help, then seek help only from Allah. You find that this is a lengthy hadith. And this hadith also, ulama mentioned, is from amongst the Jawami'ul Kalim. That is, very few words were spoken, but the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is voluminous. This in fact was one of the mu'jizat and the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That despite speaking in a very concise fashion and form, the meaning and interpretation of what he said would run into several volumes. The first injunction is something that is very, very close to the hearts of every one of us. Naturally, instinctively, every human being desires hifazat and protection. One of the sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is hafiz, Allah is hafiz, that Allah is the one that protects, in Allah's hands is protection. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a nuskha and a prescription, that you want Allah ta'ala's protection, then what must you do? Ihfadillah, guard and protect Allah's right. Look at the compassion, the shafqat, the hikmat that's contained in this expression. What is man? You and I cannot protect Allah. If you look, literally translate this, ihfadillah, you make hifazat of Allah, you protect Allah, Allah will protect you. Allah is the creator, Allah is the owner, Allah's greatness we cannot even imagine. This puny human being can never protect Allah. But literally translate it, this is what it means. Protect Allah and Allah will protect you. What is man? Is protect the rights of Allah. Respect the limitations that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon you. Respect and protect the huquq, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection will come. And we find that if we will protect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, carry out what Allah wants us to do, and stay away from that which Allah has made haram upon us, then we will fall within this verse of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat. And in Jannat, what does Allah say? Allah says in the Quran, هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ. Whatever we have mentioned about Jannat, this is what we have promised. For everyone, أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ. Those who turn to Allah and Hafir, from this word hifazat. Allah says Jannat has been promised to every one of them who will protect and guard the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, they will guard the commands of Allah. And from amongst all the commands of Allah, the first, ulama explained, the most fundamental, most important command of Allah, which we have to make hifazat of, which we have to protect. Allah ta'ala uses the same word, hifazat, in the Quran, where Allah says, hafidhu, hafidhu, this comes from hifazat. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. Allah says, guard and protect your salah. Guard and protect your salah. I mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want Allah's protection, make your fajr salah wal jamaat. Make your fajr salah wal jamaat. That person who will make his fajr salah wal jamaat goes into the hifazat and protection of Allah to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says that if you harm that person who makes his fajr salah wal jamaat, you will have to answer to me. So we want protection. We are putting up alarm systems. We're looking for CCTV cameras. We want the highest security companies. We are given one simple prescription. Make your fajr salah wa jamaat. Likewise, guard the other commands of Allah. guard your eyesight, guard your hands, guard your feet. And ulama explained from amongst all the limbs of the body, the two limbs or the two parts of the body which specially we have to make hifazat of, specially we have to protect. One is the tongue. Much detail already we have mentioned about the tongue. Tongue is something that can benefit us greatly, the tongue is something that can harm us greatly. Much before the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person will reach the door of Jannah. With this tongue he will say something, Allah will throw him into the depths of Jahannam. On the other hand, somebody will be right in Jahannam with his actions. With his tongue, he will unite two people that are fighting. Or he'll create some unity, or he'll say something that will cement the bonds of the ummah, and Allah will take this person right into the heights of Jannah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man hafidha ma bayna lahyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi dakhala al-jannah." That person who makes hifazah, to protects his tongue, protects his private part. We are living in an environment of filth. We are living in an environment of shamelessness. Many, many times I say this. You go into a Muslim home, walk into the sitting room, what's the first thing you see? That plasma screen, 20 inch, 25 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch. So many pixels, now they got curved screen, this type of screen. That, what is that? That is an instrument of zina. That is an instrument of behayai and shamelessness. That is an instrument that has brought shaitan right into the hearts of every home, so that our iman on a daily basis can be attacked. With our own hands we are doing it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guard your gaze, guard your private parts, protect your chastity, protect this tongue. And what will happen? What will happen? Dakhal al jannah, jannat is guaranteed. So we find, my respected brothers, ihfadillah, guard the right of Allah ta'ala. Allah will give you hifazat, Allah will give you protection. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would particularly make dua for hifazat. He would particularly make dua for protection. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught me this dua. He taught me to ask Allah ta'ala for hifazat. What was the dua? Allahumma ahfazni. This is again the word hifazat. Allahumma ahfazni bil islami qa'ima. واحفظني بالإسلام قاعدة واحفظني بالإسلام راقدة ولا تشمد بي عدوا ولا حاسدا. That, O Allah, through Islam protect me while standing, protect me while sitting, protect me while sleeping, and do not give the upper hand to my enemies or those who are jealous of me. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala numa says there was a dua for hifazat and protection that he says not a single day or night. Listen to this, my respected brother. Not a single day or night would pass except that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua. Beautiful dua. Unfortunately today the shock amongst us is not there to learn the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal akhirah. O Allah, I ask you for afiyat in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyah fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and I ask you for afiyat, protection, in my deen, in my dunya, in my family, in my wealth. Look at this dua. O Allah, I ask you for afiyat, in my deen, in my dunya, in my family, in my wealth. Allahumma astur awrati wa amin ru'ati. O Allah, hide my faults, calm my fears. Wahfazni, protect me. Min bayni yadayya wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa min fawqi wa a'udhu bi azamatika an uqtala min tahti. That, O Allah, protect me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every morning, every night would ask this. O Allah, give me hifazat. O Allah, protect me in front of me, behind me, on my right, on my left, above me. O Allah, through your azmat, protect me from underneath my feet also. So we find that in fulfilling Allah's command, in fulfilling Allah's command, we are guaranteed Allah will protect you. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated one incident to Sahaba-i-Kiram. He said, amongst the nations of the past, there was one jamaat going out in the path of Allah. One woman went with her husband out in the path of Allah. When she went out in Allah's path, she had left behind 12 goats and 12 sewing needles. When she returned back from the path of Allah, she found that one goat and one sewing needle was missing. This woman got upset. She raised her hands and she said, Ya Allah, look at the yaqeen, conviction. Ya Allah, it is your promise that if I will go out in the protection of your deen, you will protect my wealth. Ya Allah, I went out in your path. Now my goat is missing and my sewing needle is missing. How is this possible? Allah's Rasul said, such a dua she made. She She went to sleep that night. When she woke up the next morning, her wealth had been doubled. Why? Because Allah says, protect my deen, protect my commands, yahfadka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection will be you, with you. Not only protection in dunya, Allahu Akbar, ulama say that if you will come onto the hifazat and protection of Allah's commands, make our salah, protect our eyes, protect our hands, protect our tongues, protect our private parts, bring our life onto deen, Allah guarantees you maut on iman. Allah will protect you at the time of death also. The Salaf Salihin say that when a person goes into Sakarat at the time of death, يُقَالُ لِلْمَلَكِ, it will be said to the angel that شَمَّ رَأْسَهُ, that check his head. They will say that in his head we can find the Qur'an, the khushbu of the Qur'an, the fragrance of the Qur'an. Then it is said that check his heart. They will say in his heart we find the effects of fasting. Then it will be said to the angel that check his feet. When they check his feet, they will find the effects of salah, that this person used to stand up in salah. Then it will be said to the angels, حَفِظَ نَفْسَهُ, he protected his body. فَحَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, now Allah will protect him. In other words, he will get more than iman. Allah give us the fix.